I'm in the North Stand concourse with a few Albion fans, having a celebratory beer after a terrific win. What were your thoughts on that game?
It was a fantastic game. Yeah, we thought Albion played the part there in terms of a Premiership team coming down, and they weren't outclassed. And right from the start of the game, it was a top performance.
Yeah, it was a great result, but most importantly, good football. It's really enjoyable. Great game.
Apart from 15 minutes in the second half after Newcastle went down to 10 men, Albion looked in complete control, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, completely agree. Yeah, great.
And Liam Bridcut, what a performance from him.
Yeah, I thought he could have been man of the match, actually. I thought he controlled the whole middle of the park and was the sort of driving force. I thought he was absolutely great.
And such a difference between this week and last Saturday. It's hard to explain, isn't it?
Well, fortunately for me, I wasn't here last Saturday, but very enjoyable game today. And if Brighton carry on playing like this, then Premiership next season.
Now, I'm obliged to ask, who do you want in the next round of the Cup?
Tottenham. But that's because I'm a closet Tottenham supporter.
That would be fine. Tottenham would be good.
Crystal Palace.
you want to get revenge on Crystal Palace. I think it could be the drink talking. Thanks very much, lads. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
I'm with Mark and Jeff after this terrific result for the Albion here at the Amex Stadium. Mark, first, your thoughts on the game.
It was a very enjoyable day. Lovely day out. Great cup atmosphere. Great play by the Albion. I think we outclassed them. It's not unfair to say that Newcastle just weren't there today, I think.
Yeah, I agree with what you said there. You know, Brighton were absolutely a class above Newcastle throughout the whole game. And if I was in Alan Pardew's shoes, I mean, I'd look at some of these players. I know a lot of them don't play for the first team, but these players have got to stand up, and they just didn't stand up and be counted today. I'd be very disappointed if I was Alan Pardew. But let's not take anything away from the Albion. That was a very good all-round performance, you know, and I'm very pleased with it today.
And Liam Bridcut didn't win man of the match, but what a performance from him in front of a watching country.
Yeah, well, that was the only sort of travesty of the game. I mean, he was like head and shoulders to me above everybody else on that pitch. He controlled the game. He made the game flow. He defended when he needed to. But I'm worried that, as you say, that too many people are going to see it. So I was hoping today in front of the country he probably didn't. I wish he hadn't played so well. Let's put it that way. Let's just hope we can keep hold of the man.
And the sending off, Mark, changed things a little bit. But Newcastle came into the game with a couple of changes Alan Pardew made. And for about 15 minutes, they looked quite dangerous.
Well, yeah, that's sort of the way, isn't it? You go down to 10 men and some teams suddenly start playing really well, don't they? Yeah. But then Brighton sort of, you know, we had a couple of substitutions as well. That's to settle down. And then they had a couple of hungrier sort of reserve players come on and try and make a difference. But it didn't work in the end. And they were outclassed. And Bridcut, I care what Jeff said, he's right. Bridcut, wow. Yeah, a great, fantastic game today.
And who do you want in the next round?
I don't mind, as long as it's at home, really.
Well, I don't mind at all, really. But, you know, let's hope Crawley get through this afternoon or Hastings. We can have an all Sussex affair. That'd be nice.